to the May 7th, 2019 regular session for the Spring Sewer Planning Commission. We'll start off with roll call. Commissioner Landon?
Present.
Commissioner McGinley?
Present.
Commissioner Vose?
Here.
Commissioner Foible is here. Commissioner Sherwood?
Present.
Commissioner Bergen?
Here.
And Commissioner Gill?
Present.
All present and accounted for. If we could all rise, I'll ask Commissioner Sherwood to lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. With the approval of the rest of the commissioners, I'd like to have a slight adjustment to the session agenda in that we will first go through our first item, which is a request for release of a reserve strip across the end of Dottie Drive. We'll take care of that. Then we will go into our normal business from council, etc. Take care of business from council, etc. And then we will maybe at that point probably take a break, and then go at 7 o'clock. We'll start our public hearing regarding the Metro Plan Diagram Amendment and Zone Change for the Patricia Mills Home Park. So if all the commissioners are all okay with that, okay, we'll go ahead and do that. Change in the agenda. First of all, we generally allow this time for business from the audience, and what we request is that the business, if you have business that has to do with anything else that you want to bring before the commission other than the items that we're going to discuss, we'll have time for them when we bring those items up. So if there's any other items that people would like to discuss with the commission, is there any public testimony regarding that? Okay, hearing none. We will then proceed with our first item, which is the request for release of a reserve strip across the end of Dottie Drive to allow for platting of a residential subdivision, Holly Springs. Clayton McEhern, our civil engineer, will bring us that on.
Commissioner Foible, this concerns a project that was done by the firm that I'm employed by, so I'm going to abstain from this discussion.
Okay. So noted, Commissioner McGinley has recused herself.
Okay.
Carry forward.
When Oak Breeze Estates was platted back in about 20 years ago, I don't know the exact, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not used to doing this. About 20 years ago, a reserve strip was established at the end of Dottie Drive, which is pointed down, little stub street pointed down in the plat up on the screen there. A reserve strip was established at the end of it to ensure that access to the vacant land, that nobody could access the what was then a holly orchard off the end of the street, and to ensure that future needed utilities and connections were made through this area. The rules have somewhat changed. Our development code now takes care of this, but this is a leftover item that has to be released by the Planning Commission. This is where, and this is current, relatively current map of the area. Dottie Drive, this is now what north is up now on this map. I don't have a pointer to point stuff out, but you can see the tail end of Dottie Drive. The highlighted area is the holly orchard. And Dottie Drive is being extended. It's currently under construction by Holly Springs developers into, here's a map of the subdivision that's currently under construction. You can see Dottie Drive continues over to Anderson there. Being built to modern standards. Full paving, curb, gutter, sidewalk, all the utilities, about 20 lot subdivision going in there. And it'll include full improvements out on Anderson and all that. So they're fulfilling all their code requirements for releasing the reserve strip. Any questions or?
Yeah,
So this pertains to some...
Have that covered everything?
I believe no questions as far as I can tell. So being that this is basically taking care of an issue that is outstanding based on the age of the older subdivision, and that all Holly Springs subdivision is complying with all current construction practices, et cetera, I guess it's up to us then to have a vote on whether we approve to remove the reserve strip. Do I have a motion to do so?
Do we have a formal written motion? I move to release the reserve strip dedicated to the City of Springfield as part of the plat for Oak Breeze Estates as described in document number 9819016, recorded March 18, 1998, with Lane County Deeds and Records.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Sherwood, second by Commissioner Bergen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous with Commissioner McGinley recused. So moved.
Thank you.
Then with the change of the agenda, we'd like to go ahead and get reports of council action. Anyone attend recent council meetings?
I have one, but we've got to dial it up first. I had a city council meeting on 4-8, work session only. Three items on the agenda. First item was interviews for the police planning advisory committee. There were two people that were applying for one opening. The second item on the agenda was the city had employed a consultant firm to survey the citizens of Springfield, 400 respondents, in regard to their thoughts on a new library levy. And it was a phone survey that was conducted about a month before this. And based on the response, they had support, or likely support, of 38% of the people responding. And after an explanation of what the new library would potentially offer beyond what's currently available, the response increased about 6% up to about 44%. And also it was indicated that 62% of the respondents have library cards. So the final conclusion by Mayor Lindbergh was she didn't think that there would be a library levy anytime soon. And the third item on the agenda was a look at bylaws for the boards and committees. One decision that was made is that the membership of the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee will be 9. There's currently no set number. And I can remember about 2 or 3 years ago that council interviewed about 8 people for this committee and they approved everyone. So the membership went from about 10 to 18 in one evening. And also, the council expressed a desire to have all boards and committee members' terms end at the same time of each year. They were thinking probably July would be the best time because the end of the year they run into issues with the holidays. And so the idea being that currently council interviews all through the year for various openings that occur on boards and commissions, and the thinking is that they have all terms end at the same time of the year, they can get all the interviewing done at one time, and then move on to other things from there. So the other advantage that they were seeing it is that having all openings occurring at the same time of the year, they will only have to advertise once for those openings. And so at that particular time of the year, you'd be able to have a full list of all openings for that year, all listed at one time for anybody that was interested. So that was the three items for April the 8th.
Further meetings?
I went to the March Bicycle Pedestrian Activities Committee, and they covered a lot of things, one of which is apparently BPAC is going to be shrinking. City Council has kind of determined that some of the committees are so large that we're not getting anything done, and so the idea is to perhaps shrink them down so that things can move along a bit faster. Some changes that we will all see are some improvements in crossings, both on South Main near the bus. We just really haven't done anything there. And also for those of you out in the Thurston area, the 67th Street lighted crossing will be starting there before too terribly long.
The reports. I attended the council. They had a work session only on the 22nd discussing the economic development program general overview update, which included a number of projects that were conceptual projects that were the council asked citizens and various groups to bring ideas for low-cost housing together to Community Development Advisory Committee. The Community Development Advisory Committee reviewed them and voted on them, and then put those forth to the council. The council then discussed those. The council also discussed a project list for what they had in mind for the future, in among which were the Glenwood Riverfront property, be a bike path, the second phase of Franklin Boulevard, a indoor running track, a Springfield Conference Center, improvements to Booth Kelly, improvements to the Carter Building, and improvements to 138 Main Street. They had a lot of discussion on that, and they really ended up with the two items that interest them the most at this point in time are Conference Center for Springfield and an indoor running facility in Glen, someplace in Glen. So that was the 422. Oh, there was also an update to the sign code that was brought forth, and that will then head to the public for input. So that was the 22nd. Any other reports? Hearing none, are there any business from the planning commissioners? Hearing none, any upcoming meetings, committee assignments, appointments, or other business? Hearing none, business from the Development and Public Works Department?
I don't have anything to share with you at this time.
Talk about the
business.
Senior Planner Andy Limbert is reminding me that you should have all received an email about an appeal. So we are scheduling a special meeting for you to hold a joint public hearing with the hearings official from that will, because the applicant. The application is in an area that covers both inside the city limits and outside the city limits. Anything outside the city limits on appeal goes to a hearings official. So it will be a joint meeting, and that's on May 29th. Mm-hmm. So we hope to have a quorum, and Ann Davies from Lane Council of Governments will be the hearings official that evening.
I Thank you. It looks as if we have about 15 minutes before our public hearing is to take place for our main agenda item, the Patrician Park rezone and metro plan amendment. So if anyone wants to take a break, now's the time.
Do you pause it? Just hit stop and we'll start it again.